This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Captain Mike joins us now. And Mike, what's been going on over there on the bayou, Salt Bayou?
Well, I tell you, Don, the pattern's been pretty consistent. Leave early before it gets too hot. Fish the deeper passes. Live bait on a drop shot. After you get the fish worked up a little bit, you may be able to slip some plastic on a drop shot down there and catch them as well. And, you know, you catch as many as you can. We got good tide movement this weekend. Got very little rain, very little wind. So it's shaping up to be a pretty productive weekend. I know the local marinas have lots of live shrimp, and that's a big plus. But my best areas have been the deeper areas. Fishing anywhere from 10 to 30 feet of water down on the bottom where there's some shells and some good current movement. And that's just going to remain the pattern for at least several more weeks.
Yeah, we got that 1.9, almost 2 full foot of tide movement. There's going to be a lot of water moving, stimulating bait. We got a full moon coming up on Monday. It is known as the Sturgeon Moon, this one, and it's one of those super moons where it's relatively closer to the Earth than doing other full moon periods. Your thoughts on fishing a full moon with a big tide range?
Well, I'm not a big fan of fishing redfish around a full moon, especially in the summer. I feel like they'll feed at nighttime. They'll feed for about the first hour of daylight, and then it's just tough to catch them. As far as trout go, our trout are spawning this time of year, and their spawning activity will increase around the full moon. So we got decent salt water in the area. Since the Mississippi River is low, our salinity is a little bit higher than it normally is, and we've got trout in the local area. So if you turn your attention toward trout, you should have a good catch. The rule of thumb is generally 3 to 5 days before a full moon or 3 to 5 days after a full moon, those fish will really feed heavily. So that coincides with this weekend, and hopefully we have some good catches.
Mike, you get a 2 foot tide. You're fishing as deep as 30 feet. How are you going to rig that drop shot to make sure you get to the bottom and you hold your area where the fish are stationed?
Well, I may need 2 1-ounce sinkers if I'm fishing in heavy current. I often find the fish will hang where there's a current line and you can see where water is moving at different speeds. You know, towards the middle of the channel, the water will be moving pretty fast, and around points or where there's a ledge down on the bottom, often the water is moving at 2 different speeds, and you can see this line along the surface, and you'll want to fish right along that current line. If you don't feel yourself bouncing on the bottom, obviously you're suspended up a little bit because you don't have enough weight. Just add weight until you're able to get down to the bottom and hold the bottom, and that will generally be where those fish will hang out, close to the bottom.
Mike, I got a listener wanting to know if you are aware of the place called Flatboat Reef. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of Flatboat Key out towards Isle of Pete on the extreme eastern edge of the marsh, but not Flatboat Reef. There's a lot of reefs in that area, so I'm just not familiar with that exact name.
Yeah, you know, as we would mention, and you know, places get names by individuals, and the name just happens to stick. And one group might call it one thing, another group calls it another. You know, it's like trying to find Little Lake. You know, somebody tells you, "I caught him in Little Lake." Well, there's a lot of little lakes all across the coast. You know,
there is. I know of a few little lakes myself.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a question maybe we can get an answer to eventually and figure that out. Well, Mike, you didn't get to make the trip to Arkansas. I was hoping you could come back and give us a rainbow trout report.
Well, I'll be able to do that next week. The trip is more in the midweek, so I'll be running up fishing the White River with some of my guys from Texas and see if I can catch some rainbow trout. So it's going to be a little different for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you know, when you mentioned that to me, that was what I brought up. I said, I think it's the White River where you're probably gone. It's a well-renowned place for some really big, nice rainbow trout. Very popular fishing spot. Well, Mike, if people want to get in touch with you, you're on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We can connect you over to yours, which is AAofLA.com. But a lot of folks like to talk to you, Mike, so give them that telephone number where they can chat with you.
Yeah, no problem. Give us a call. We got several captains ready and willing to take you out fishing if I'm not available. Not a problem at all. You can reach me at 985-781-7811.
And just to let you know, that listener said, yeah, that was it. It's the Keys, called Flatboat Keys.
Oh, good.
You solved
it. I'm not as lost as I thought I was.
Oh, you're never lost. Might just be temporarily disoriented. Mike, we'll see you next week, my friend. Have a good trip.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
That's Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Yeah, I was out at his camp. We were taping a cooking feature. I was doing my Game Bird Pepper Poppers for a public broadcast channel that was doing. They're going to be presenting several episodes called Coastal Cooking. They're going to be going around the Louisiana coast and doing seafood. And I think the only wild game dish they had was mine. But anyway, we'll tip you off and let you know when and where you can see that.